Hello, Long Island. My name is Tom McGivern. I'm a licensed broker associate. You've got questions, I've got the answers here on the Long Island Housing Podcast, where I cover everything that has to do with Long Island, from home sales to the issues that face us as homeowners and home buyers. All right, welcome to another episode of the Referral Agent Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about, what did I want to talk about? I wanted to talk about the difference between an offer and asking, right? Because I think a lot of what we do as real estate agents is we ask for things and we don't focus on what we're offering as much. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, this is a agent. I host two podcasts. One is a Long Island Housing Podcast, which is consumer-based podcast for anyone who's looking to buy and sell. And then I also host the Referral Agent Podcast, just to kind of get my name out there and collaborate with other real estate agents. I also have a private group. It's a real estate agent mastermind on Facebook. We have about 40 members or so. I just started it a few weeks ago. Anyway, this is episode 7, that's what we're going to be talking about. Anyways, on the flip side of that as well, like the introduction suggests, we do offer an excellent referral fee for any agents who are looking for someone to take care of their clients here in New York on Long Island. So I had this idea for looking at our businesses from the perspective of asking and offering. When I look at things that we as real estate agents are, trained on when it comes to whether it's company training or gurus online, things like that, a lot of it has to do with ask. Okay. And we know the gurus, we know some of them are really good. Some of them are not so good. And there's a guy out there, he talks a lot about the offer, what you're offering, et cetera. And this has nothing to do with that. If you're on Facebook or whatever, you've seen his ads, but I'm not really going to be commenting about that, but the ask, okay, is different from the offer. And let's look at what we do as real estate agents mainly. Okay. Everyone talks about for sale by owners, expired listings, right? We all call them. We all market to them. We all send postcards to them. In there, we're offering, hey, look at all my accomplishments. I sold this house. I sold this house. I sold this house. And that describes what we do. And then we're asking for them to give us an appointment so that we can come and take a look at the house, right? For instance, as a for sale by owner or an expired, right? Especially in a tight market, we do have buyers, we have clients, and we say, hey, you know what? You're selling, is it okay if I come by and take a look? Maybe that your house is a right fit for it. Okay. If there were an expired listing, we all say the same kinds of things because we want to make an appointment and we're asking. That's, again, training and gurus and everybody else. In those columns, this is the ask. We're always asking. Social media posts, a lot. I would say 98% of social media posts, there's an ask in there. Even if it's like, hey, I saw this article about, economic downturn or upturn, or hey, good news in the housing market or something like that, there's always an ask in there. There's always an implied ask, right? So then we switch, keep going. We go to what other things we do? I just have my train of thought. Okay. So, open houses, right? What are we doing there? We're asking if they're working with an agent. We're asking if they have any questions, whether it's about the house that we're trying to, we're trying to sell, or is it, we're asking them, would you like me to follow up with you regarding other properties? Right. Again, asking. Then we move to the sphere, because this is the big one, right? Everyone says, oh, I don't do for sale bonos. I don't do expireds, meaning I don't work, to prospect them. I work a sphere of influence. I have a great sphere of influence. I do a lot of networking, et cetera. Now, when we look at this column here, this ask column, if you were to have two columns, one's ask, one's offer, going down the ask pipeline, you are asking for business, right? Whether it's for a referral, you know, you have a referral, you know, things that you say, and you're always reminding people, hey, this is, you know, I'm here if you need anything, yada, yada, yada. And that's great. You're genuinely reaching out to, you know, attorneys you've done work with, contractors, past clients, friends, family. And not so much in a way that's like bluntly, oh, you know, hey, I'm asking you for business, because it's not, you know, it's definitely not. We all live our lives. We all talk to our mom, dad, uncle, cousin, whoever, brother, sister, friends, you know, it's natural. They know you're in the business, right? So you may get a referral from them. But to me, when I look at it, if I'm trying to expand my business, focusing there can create a false sense of, hey, I'm doing work. I'm accomplishing something by doing this, whether it's a networking meeting or something like that. There's an ask there. Now I want to look at offer. And not necessarily, hey, this is my offer to you. I'm offering virtual tours. I'm offering advice. I'm offering, you know, some fancy marketing material. Okay. I'm not telling you how great I am, how many homes I've sold, or all those things, which is basically the foundation of most real estate agents' marketing. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with having a brag book or you're saying, hey, you know, I've accomplished this in my career. Everyone will do that in every genre. Whether it's a doctor, you know, they'll say the same thing. Attorneys, somebody looking for a promotion, they're going to look it back and say, hey, these are my results, right? But we do a lot of that in our offer. We're always thinking we have to offer and talk about the services we're going to provide and all this other stuff. But meanwhile, what we're offering is just more of the implied asking, right? It's an offer to say, hey, are you thinking of selling? Because this is what I do. Are you thinking of buying? Because this is what I can do for you. And my thinking is, if someone visits your, whether it's your social media or your website, and you've got content, you got it up there, it's stacked, and it's just there for anybody, and in no video or no, you know, graphic, you know, it might have your name and a number, right? But it's not anywhere listed that, hey, I'm asking for your business. This is simply, here it is, grab it. It's great stuff, and go run with it. Nobody, you know, and then, right? Mentally, the person just grabs it, starts using your content, whether it's an ebook, or it's data, or it's statistics, or it's tips, tools, strategies, right? The fact that they went there and saw it, and then, you know, it's like Pinterest, right? If you've been to a Pinterest account and you're searching something and you just find somebody that has like thousands of photos and pictures and tips and tool and all this stuff, you automatically think, what? Man, this person is they're an expert. That's what you think. And then you're more inclined to possibly use that person and use their services. So I think the more we can develop an offer for people to simply be able to visit and take a look at, well, now on the other side of it, when the ask is there, okay, you're touching base or whatever, you're networking, there's no asking. You're never asking. It's just conversation. And then they know you, they know where to go. And if they know that you have a ton of content, a ton of information for people, they're going to be even more inclined to recommend you because you've got a track record of service that doesn't imply anything other than, hey, here you go. This is for you guys. This is for anybody who needs it. The other route, other thing too, people do, well, then charity, right? They'll do videos about their charity and their charitable givings and, you know, supporting the local baseball team and the you know, PAL or different things, giving, you know, helping food shelters and things like that. But then they'll mix it up into their marketing And I also, to me, sometimes I just get the wrong taste in my mouth when I see something like that. There's a balance, and I think we as real estate agents, most often, we sometimes miss the mark. They're just separate things, giving back. There's giving back, and then there's giving back and saying, oh, by the way, look at me, I'm a real estate agent, and yada, yada, yada. I just don't see the true benefit of mixing all those things. Offer, service, it's there for the taking for anybody who wants it. If for me anyway, if I'm trying to restructure my business, especially during coronavirus, the pandemic here, shutting down New York, we are, this is crazy here. And it's helped me understand that I have to have a better offer, and my offer has to be genuine and has to connect. And hopefully, if you're listening to this video, maybe you get something out of it. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Give me a call, and let's see if we can work together. I'd love to help you out with any clients that you have. And if you have any, and you just want to talk, that'd be great. Again, I do. I'm on Facebook at fb.me/ThomasMcGivern. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast. And keep listening. All right. Thanks a lot. I look forward to hearing from you, and looking forward to taking care of our clients. Hey, before you go, head over to linktr.ee/ThomasMcGivern. You'll find all of our social platforms there, our websites. If you aren't using a Linktree, also check that out, linktr.ee. You should be using that product. It's awesome. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I look forward to helping serve our clients together.